Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Yeah.
Hello, Zambia. Hello, Lusaka.
You are listening to
the
biggest hit.
This is your friend, Prince Eddie, the Prince of Africa. And you are listening to One Love Radio, Lusaka 104.1 FM. Be blessed.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. UPZ calls for the country to embrace KK's legacy of peace. NPA and Zika sign MOU to jointly prosecute suppliers of substandard products. In international news, UN expresses deep concern over Mali attacks, calls for international assistance. And in sports, Mwemba leaves for FIFA Congress. Now the news in detail. Kabompo District aspiring council chairperson Silumesi Malumo says his vision is to transform the district, which has lagged behind in terms of development. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio, he says his primary focus is to industrialize the district. Mr. Malumo says this will be done by engaging local and foreign investors. He adds that this will result in job creation, especially for the youths. Malumo has also emphasized the need to have chain stores in the area, which he says will create a ready market for farmers who have been traveling long distances to sell their produce. He further says he is in talks with some investors to empower farmers with irrigation systems.
And I'm in talks with some investors, which I cannot disclose now, who are interested to empower these farmers, because they know if they empower farmers, part of this produce which they're going to produce, farmers are going to produce, they will get part of it, and they also going to sell it, and when they sell it, they're going to be to earn something. And for me, when all this is done, I think we're going to see more money in people's pocket. We're going to see more job creation in Kapombo district. I think even in my meetings which I have been having with the party officials and just the members of the public, I've told them that during our campaigns, I think we need to engage in issue-based campaigns.
The National Water Supply and Sanitation Council, NWASCO, has launched the 2025 Water Supply and Sanitation Sector Report, highlighting the performance of commercial utilities across Zambia and reaffirming government's commitment to achieving universal access to clean water by the year 2030. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, says government remains committed to achieving 100% water supply coverage and 90% sanitation coverage by 2030. The minister says access to safe water and proper sanitation remains a key national priority under the 8th National Development Plan, and notes that the creation of the ministry was intended to provide focused leadership in addressing sector challenges. Now, government has also launched a national water conservation campaign to encourage responsible water use among households, businesses and industries, while warning against illegal activities such as vandalism and encroachment on water sources. Social economist Kelvin Tsanga says South Africa's recurring xenophobic violence is an act of a painful contradiction to the ideas of African unity, regional integration and shared prosperity. Mr. Tsanga notes that when South African goods, brands and businesses move freely across the continent, but fellow Africans face hostility, exclusion or violence, it raises serious moral, political and economic concerns. He notes that regional trade thrives on openness, trust and cooperation, arguing that South African companies benefit significantly from African markets through retail, banking, telecoms and manufacturing across the continent. Mr. Tsanga has bemoaned the attacks on foreign nationals, many of whom are entrepreneurs, workers and contributors to local economies, adding that this undermines the very spirit of pan-Africanism and economic diplomacy. Tsanga has further charged that this is not just a South African issue, but an African governance challenge, further noting that xenophobia weakens regional solidarity, threatens investments, confidence and damages South Africa's leadership role in Africa. He has since reminded that true continental leadership must extend beyond commerce to human dignity, protection and coexistence. Now, leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, says the founding president's dream of one Zambia, one nation remains a guiding light, especially as the country prepares for the general elections later this year. Mr. Chanda has appealed for the space to stay open and peaceful, calling for the promotion of unity. Turning to development, Chanda says tied counters values to rural development plan. Mr. Chanda ended by urging all Zambians to remember Dr. Kaunda's birthday, not